October 13th, 1979, Saturday, about 1:30 p.m. I'm ready to place a call to a T.I. Jacobs in Kokomo, South Bell Street, 452-3878. Thirsty Jacobs was supposedly a daughter of Steve Porter, who lived in Kokomo. She was, according to the obituary of Mrs. Pearl Todd's. Mrs. Pearl Tice, who died in Ohio, and it listed three sisters, Thirsty Jacobs, Jewel Shanks, and Golda Jones. Jewel Shanks and Golda Jones were of Antigo and Bryant, Wisconsin, and Thirsty was of Kokomo. Thirsty Jacobs, I mean. Is this the Jacobs?
Yes.
My name is J.C. Porter. I'm calling from Marion over here.
Uh-huh.
I've been working on the family tree, and have you ever heard of a Thirsty Jacobs?
No, I never have.
You haven't?
Uh-uh.
Well, she was the daughter of a Porter, and we were all from Kentucky. She would have been probably up in her 80s if she was living now.
What was the first name?
Thirsty, T-H-U-R-S-I-E.
No, my mother's name was Grace, but she passed about 5 years ago.
Oh, she did?
She was 97.
She wasn't from Kentucky, was she?
No, she's the southern part of the state.
Yeah. Huh.
No.
You've never heard of her?
Thirsty? No, I never have. No.
Wonder who I could contact around there that would know.
Well, I don't know whether you could contact anybody down in the courthouse or not.
Yeah.
You know, you might be able to do that.
Yeah, I might have to try that.
Yeah. So, that's in a way that I, you know, what, the name was Jacobs?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't know of any Jacobs here. My husband was from New York.
Oh, he was?
Uh-huh.
I see. Hmm.
So.
Do you know of any Jacobs around there that aren't related, that are pretty old?
No, there's none here. See, this is a senior citizen place.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh. And there's no, I'm the only Jacobs here.
What about in Kokomo?
Well, I don't know. I imagine if you go to the telephone place.
Yeah.
And go to the Jacobs and see. Maybe you'll find it that way.
Okay. You've never heard of a Curtis Fouch, have you?
Who?
Curtis Fouch.
Fouch. No, I got a Foust, F-O-U-S-T.
No, this is Fouch.
Oh, Fouch. No, I've never heard of that over here either.
Well, okay then.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Testing 1, 2, 3, ABC. 1-715-623-3254, Joseph Jones in Antigo, Wisconsin. Address 1226 4th Avenue. This is October 25th, and it's 5 p.m. This man forwarded a letter onto Jewel Shanks, who's the only living daughter or child at all of Steve Porter. I called. She doesn't have a number listed, so I'm calling this Jones to get any information I can.
Jones.
Is Mr. Jones there?
Not right now. Who's calling?
This is J.C. Porter from Marion, Indiana. I got a letter from Jewel Shanks. Do you know her? That lives in Arizona right now.
You're Porter from Indiana?
Yes. I sent a letter to Joseph Jones, and I think he forwarded on to Mrs. Shanks.
Oh. Now, what was this for?
I'm working on the family tree.
You're all on that family tree.
Yeah.
You know what I did? I gave it to Mary Baum because I said she could do better. She gave it to Jewel Shanks. And Jules and Goldie Jones were sisters, see?
Yeah.
So I gave it to her because they could fill it up, and she said she mailed it to you.
Okay, she mailed it to Jewel.
Yes.
Did you give it to Jewel personally?
No, I gave it to Mary Vaughn to mail to Jewel.
Who's Mary Vaughn?
Mary Vaughn is my husband's sister.
Oh, I see. Well, how could I get hold of this Mrs. Shanks? I've got her address. She wrote me a letter, but I was hoping I might be able to call her. Does she have a phone?
Well, I don't have Jewel Shanks' address, but I have Mary Vaughn's.
Could you give me Mary Vaughn's number? Phone
yes.
number?
You want me to give her your number or the address?
Both.
Well, let's see now.
Okay.
I'll give you the number.
Okay.
Her telephone.